Greetings, my maleficent minions, loyal lab rats, and other internet idiots, and welcome to the COG's second COGcast. I am Dr. Milo T. Pinkerton III, founder and leader of the Consortium of Genius, a maleficent mob of men known in certain circles as the COG! The lab tonight seems to be rather deserted, since I sent most of my motley minions out to the movies. A welcome state of affairs, as I have much important research to do, and I don't want to be distracted or sabotaged by any of those other idiots I constantly seem to surround myself with. However, last night the lab was abustle with activity, as the entire COG was convened here, busy rehearsing for our next upcoming lecture, to be held September 19th at One-Eyed Jack's in the French Quarter in New Orleans. That night will mark the 100th lecture by the Consortium of Genius. Amazing. And we shall take the opportunity to exhume many musical experiments that we have not visited in quite some time. Amongst them, a substance which we haven't experimented with since, 1999, I believe. Based upon a repugnant strip of celluloid from 1968, entitled Green Slime.
You'll find the seeker. To find the answer is to keep it. You believe it when you find there's something screaming across your mind. It screams life. What could it be? What is the reason? Is this the end to all that's decent? Is it just something in your head? Would you believe it when you're dead? It screams love. A dead man has gazed into space and wonder for thousands of years. Sometimes hoping that life could be out there. Is it just something in your head? Would you believe it when you're dead? It screams love! Screams love! Yeah, baby! Love! Green slime!
Ah, yes. Green Slime, the soulful sing-along single from a bizarre 68 collaboration between MGM and Toho Studios, who are better known for their Godzilla series of films. While we are on the subject of celluloid, it might be suitable to mention another experiment, and this one actually refers to a place that the COG itself visited back in 2003. An ancient, scientific stone circle set in northern England. Of course, I refer to none other than Stonehenge.
In ancient times, hundreds of years before the dawn of history, there lived a strange race of people, the Druids. No one knows who they were or what they were doing, but their legacy remains hewn into the living rock of Stonehenge.
Stonehenge, where the demons dwell, where the banshees live and they do live well. Stonehenge, where the man is a man and the children dance to the pipes of fire. Of magic and lace, where the moon cries with the dragon's face. The Stonehenge, where the virgins lie, and the prayers of devils fill the midnight sky. And you, my love, want to take my hand. We'll go back in time. Children of Stonehenge, beneath the haunted moon, for fear that daybreak might come too soon.
That song dates from 1984, from a fellow group of erstwhile colleagues who had just perfected the spinal tap technique of surgery. And that clip also featured our friend Beth Patterson on the bouzouki. And now you should excuse me, as I must get back to my important research, which time cannot—
Hey, Dr. Pinkerton.
What is it, Drumbot?
My 20th anniversary Mystery Science Theater DVD came in.
Already? It's not even out yet.
You want to watch The Brain from Planet Aris with me?
Well, since you put it that way, save me some popcorn and the aisle seat, and I'll see you at the pictures. Toodaloo!